We normally talk D-back stuff with Luke Lipinski today, but there's no way we can talk to Luke Lipinski today about the D-backs. We have got to talk to the guy that is the local expert in hockey, but I've got a little bit of a surprise for you, Luke.
Okay.
I've been working on this morning.
Oh, all right.
If there's one person in town in this building that is synonymous with Coyotes hockey, that's not you. It's Shane Doan.
Yes, much more so than I am.
Shane Doan is joining us right now. Shane, nice. How are you, brother?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing? Hey, Luke, how are you doing?
What's going on, Doaner?
I wanted to talk to both of you guys about this because of the investment. Shane, it was not lost on any of us that your rookie season, you moved from Winnipeg to Phoenix, and now your son is a rookie, and he's moving, it looks like, to Salt Lake City. Can you talk just for a moment from a father's perspective and what you've said to your son about this move?
Yeah, this is. I think there's a plan and a purpose for everything. And I told him I'm so excited for him to have an opportunity to experience kind of what I got to experience. I'd never even heard of, or not heard, but really thought of Phoenix as a place that I would ever live or spend any of my time, really. And all of a sudden, as a rookie, I find out that I'm moving to Arizona and that I'm going to be living there. And I got an opportunity to start a life here that was incredible. And I told Josh that exact same thing. Like, hey, go there. So excited about a chance to play. You're going to have to make the team again next spring or next fall. And you have to do whatever it takes to do that. But when you get there, enjoy every minute of it. It's a new surrounding. It's a place that you can write your own story and do your own thing. And I think it's great. And, You have a choice. You're either going to be upset or you're going to be excited. And so I would choose to be excited and can't wait. So that's kind of the gist of it.
I thought it was cool. I know it's tough yesterday, but Josh had this unique perspective that nobody else really has, except, you know, I guess you. But, you know, he had the player's perspective on it all of like, yeah, we kind of would like some stability. But he also had the perspective of growing up a Coyotes fan. He's such a young guy. I thought he handled it amazingly. You have to be proud of that.
Yeah, he did. He said a line yesterday that he was, you know, he was something to do with his fans or with like the fans that he's like, he's a fan, yeah. Like just that he was a fan. Like he said, I'd sat with the fans and been cheering as long as any of these people for this team. And I was like, you know what, that's, he does. He has that unique perspective. I mean, I obviously was a fan, but I was on the ice. He was a fan in the stands. And so now it is unique. It's different. Yeah, I thought he did a great job, an unbelievable job.
Shane, can you talk about this Valley and what they mean to you? Because you mean so much to this Valley, and you are such a revered individual, not just because of what you did on the ice, but people love what you've done in the community here. Can you talk about what the Valley means to you and to your family?
That's hard to even express, just in the fact that I don't fully comprehend it, Mike. Like, I don't understand it, because we have been welcomed and accepted so much as a family and as a group from my daughters and my sons and my wife and myself. Obviously, the relationship with the hockey side with myself and my son is so unique, but this is home, and this is like, this is where we've lived. This is where my kids want to live. It's where, you know, I had a choice to kind of live wherever I wanted to. And this is where I wanted to live. And the people have been so generous and kind. And I'm not saying I wasn't a good hockey player, but I definitely was an okay hockey player, but I wasn't good enough to get the treatment that I got. And that's the part that you're almost, you're so humbled by as a player, and then as a family to see Josh get the same treatment is just, it was over the top. And so that's, I think, why it makes it so tough right now and at this time.
You know, it's funny, Shane, that because of you and maybe getting to meet you, I actually wanted to learn to skate. And I actually bought all I bought all the hockey equipment I could possibly buy. And then Luke Lipinski tried to teach me to skate and laughed at me every step of the way at stick time. But it was because of the two of you that I became such a big hockey fan. And I really want to thank both of you. And can you talk about the relationship, Shane, with the media and guys like Luke and their time in broadcast and how that helped hockey in the Valley?
Oh yeah, like the game is really influenced by all the media more than even the players. Like, the influence of the media is as big as anything. And to have somebody like Luke that has the ability to, he's not just like a media guy. He's like a hockey nerd, and it's actually so fun to talk with him and listen to him and have, he sees the game the right way. And because of that, I think the passion and joy that he has for it, it just kind of spills out of him. And I think that's what people see and like so much about, you know, a lot of the media people here in town really, really became passionate about our sport. And because of that, it was obvious that, you know, when they talked about it, the passion for it kind of, it's contagious, and people like that, and it's attractive, and people like that. And so I was so appreciative of the way that the media handled our sport and the way that they talk about it and the way that they deal with it. I mean, I always wanted everyone to talk more about it because I'm even a bigger fan, but at the same time, the way that the guys did it and the way that they do it is so special.
Shane, I appreciate the time today. It's great to talk with you, and I hope it's not the last time. I hope we'll be able to continue to stay in touch. And thanks for talking to the audience today. And you mean so much to this valley. I would love to be able to continue this in the future.
Oh, my goodness, for sure, Mike. Yeah, no problem. And yeah, that, without a doubt. And I do believe, I've said it over and over, like, this is a chapter. It's a dark chapter, not one that I like, but this is just a chapter of the story of the Coyotes, and there'll be another one. And when there is, it'll be a better one. And I believe that, and I have to believe that. And maybe it's just my optimism, but at the same time, I think that that's legit, and there's a chance that it can be sooner than later.
I'm right there with you on that one, Donor.
All right, thanks, Shane.
Yeah. And Mike, I'm sure you're a better skater than Larry, though. Larry Fitzgerald.
Luke may argue with you about that. It was fun. I'll tell you what. I wish I could have watched myself because I knew it had to be entertaining.
You guys were throwing the passes into Fitz's skates too. I feel like you guys were testing him out there that day.
Well, I wanted to get a poke at him as well on the air. So anyway,
you know what? It's nice to be told that I'm better than Larry Fitzgerald at anything. I don't care what it is.
Yeah, he's being nice.
That's a good point. And you definitely are. You definitely are.
All right. Thanks, Shane.
Thanks, Donor.
All right. Thanks, Mike. See you, Luke. Thanks, guys.
Luke, last thought.
I was not surprised, but just blown away by the fact that, like, nobody left last night. Like, I finally left probably around, like, somewhere between 1 and 2, and there were still plenty of people just in the parking lot and whatnot. It's like, ironically, everybody turned into Shane Doan for one night. Like, nobody left the rink. It was great.
I appreciate everything, man. I'm looking forward to talking to you next week. I feel for you, man. You've been a piece of this team forever, and I appreciate the insight today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Luke Lipinski from the Wolf and Luke Show. This is a tough time. This is a very difficult chapter for them here, and we're going to talk more about this as time goes on, and hopefully better news.